This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Wheat Ridge could be the most affected community in the plans by Jefferson County to close 16 schools where enrollment has been declining. The city northwest of Denver could lose 3 elementary schools. Kim St. Martin is a parent at Colorstrand Elementary.
I can embrace change, but it's still just a hard thing to swallow when we've put so much into the school.
The district says declining enrollment has left many schools at half capacity and too expensive to keep open. The school board will make a final decision November 10th. Colorado small businesses will get more help to recover from the pandemic, up to $100 million in federal money from last year's American Rescue Plan. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
Colorado received the initial installment of $31 million this month. Additional funds will become available as the money is spent. The Polis administration estimates the cash could help create more than 11,000 jobs in the state over the next 10 years. The money is being put into venture capital investment and loan programs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's latest national sports championship is in wheelchair lacrosse. CPR's Tony Gorman was at the championship in Denver this weekend.
The Colorado Rolling Mammoth won its second straight title at Aurora's Wheel Park. Rolling Mammoth founder and coach Daniel Hirsch hopes the team's latest win helps promote the sport in Colorado.
And I would love to see it keep growing here in Colorado, get more players. And if we grew like another team or two, that'd be awesome. That'd be the ideal goal.
The championship is Denver's second lacrosse title this year. The Colorado Mammoth, who the team shares a strong relationship with, won the National Lacrosse League earlier this year. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Parts of Colorado's high country could get above average snow this fall and winter. That's because of a La Nina pattern over the Pacific that tends to drive snowstorms to Colorado's central and northern mountains. A sunny day across the state today, highs in the 80s in Denver and Colorado Springs. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.